Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a road of change, how we encounter Jesus, and He calls us to change, and He makes the change possible, and He does the change in our life. And so each weekday morning, we're breaking down, following the outline from this past Sunday's message that I shared here at Deer Run, on various elements that ought to be evident as God changes us. And today in this road of change, we're going to be talking about a road of notice. Specifically, what is it that people notice in your life? What changes do you notice that need to be made? How do those changes increase your witness for Jesus? Acts 26, verse 26. Paul speaking to the king and says, "The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice because it was not done in a corner." Paul is giving testimony to the change that God had done in his life. Paul recognized at some point that God was going to use him to speak truth, to speak Jesus to the highest levels of government in his day. And when he does so, and he tells his story, and he tells the story of Jesus, he reminds the king, you've noticed this. You've seen this. None of this has been done in secret. None of this has been hidden. It's all been out in the open. In fact, the opposition has been complaining about it so long and so loud that the whole world knows. I don't know that there's any of us that like opposition. Now, we don't mind being opposed to things. We simply don't like it directed back towards us. And while it's uncomfortable, and while it's often mean and degrading, it serves a purpose. It's not that this purpose couldn't be served in another way. God's not limited. But Paul understood that his trials and sufferings, the persecutions that he endured, while unpleasant, while his desire was that they would not happen, he did not discount how God could use them. And he used them in a way that not only were the persecutions noticed, but people tend to also notice what you're willing to be persecuted for. And when we live life, a changed life, do people notice something's different? Peter writes and tells us to first to set apart Christ, to set apart Jesus as Lord in your life. It's where this road of change begins. It's where it continues. It's where it ends. Jesus is in charge. And maybe that's a statement you need to say to yourself, you need to say to God every day, maybe multiple times every day. How would your attitude change? How would my attitude change if every morning when I woke up, my first thought, my first words were, Jesus is in charge? Set apart Christ as Lord in your life. Why? Well, for a lot of reasons, but one of them is so that you would always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, doing so with gentleness and respect. Why be ready to give an answer? Because people notice. When Jesus is in charge, people notice. And what does your answer say? Years ago, I was on a prayer journey in Ireland. A good friend of mine and some others, most of them I hadn't met until this journey. And as most trips go, and whether they're a faith-based prayer-type journey or just a vacation with family, there's often things that don't quite go as according to plan. That was the case on this trip. And as things were trying to be figured out, one of the participants said to several of us, when asked, questioned about concern, about what we were doing, she simply said, if I was in charge, I'd be concerned about that. But I'm not in charge. And that realization that I'm here to pray for people. Somebody else has the logistics responsibility. In life, yes, we have various responsibilities that God has given us, various things that we're in charge of somewhat, but not in a passing the buck type of mentality, but in a submission to authority mentality. What would happen if in those areas of responsibility of being in charge, we would remind ourselves and sometimes others that Jesus is the one really in charge? Let's do what he says. I don't know what he says. Well, let's find out. Let's read his word. Let's pray. Let's align our will with his spirit. With Jesus in charge, the things that people notice are the things of Jesus. And we live a changed life. And in this road, we notice what we want to be. We notice the examples of that great cloud of witnesses that surround us. We notice the example of Jesus. And we say, Jesus, you're in charge. May you be who people notice. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to live a life of surrender and submission. Things that aren't natural to us. To live a life with you in charge that helps us to notice when things need to change. When our attitude needs to change. When our actions need to change. And God, as we notice the things that you want to see in our life, may we live in such a way, may we be transformed by the renewing of our mind in such a way that others notice. Not that we've done anything in secret, that we've been living our faith out loud, loving and serving and showing compassion and correcting and being corrected. And so, Father, today, help us when we are noticed to give an honest answer for the hope that lies within us. A gentle and respectful answer that exalts and lifts up Jesus. Father, may He be the one that's noticed. And may we speak of Him as the one who has changed us. God, today, may we lift up Jesus in all things, that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.